Speak with power, lead with presence, build your confidence. Meet Central Florida's charisma coach. Welcome to the Mary Gardner Show. Now, here's Mary.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Mary Gardner Show. I hope wherever you are having a beautiful day and that life is treating you well. Today, we are going to elevate your thinking, your leadership, and your life, I promise. Today, we're talking about something that touches every single one of us, whether we're ready for it or not. Life transitions. Because the truth is, life can change in a minute. You all know that. I mean, I was in New York City during 9/11. We remember those kind of tragic things in our life. And at one moment, everything feels predictable. And then you have a routine, a plan, a sense of control. And then suddenly something shifts. A job loss, a health issue, a divorce, loss of someone you love, an earthquake, a hurricane, who knows? I mean, all sorts of things can happen. Or sometimes it's a beautiful transition, like a marriage, a new child, retirement. But even those moments come with complexity and responsibility. And here is what I've learned. It's not just the event itself that creates stress. It's whether or not we are prepared for it. And that's why today's conversation matters so much. Because planning isn't just about money. It's about peace. It's about protecting your future, your family, and your ability to stand strong no matter what life brings. And our guest today understands this, not just professionally, but personally. Today, my guest is my dear friend, Cindy Price, and she is the owner of Price Financial Services. She's a certified financial professional, and she's the founder of AskTheMoneyLady.com and the author of The Seven Hills of Financial Planning. Cindy, thank you so much for being here today. It is truly an honor to host you today. I cannot wait to have this conversation. I think it's needed for everybody.
Yes. Thank you, Mary.
It's so great to hear today about your background. Now, I know that you have gone through so many challenges yourself. I want people to know a little bit about your background because you, when you meet you, you come across so humble. You are a very calm person. You're very athletic. You're a big pickleball queen. You don't walk and talk all about finances all the time. Like, you're fun. You're like one of the best dancers I've ever seen. You're so fun. And so you don't just teach financial planning. You've actually got a personal story. I wanted to talk about, even though it was an unexpected and very heartbreaking life transition that really anyone could face, would you be able to share a bit of your story and what shaped you into your mission of life right now?
Thank you, Mary. I appreciate that. Fortunately, I have been in a great career for over 30 years, helping people discern direction when life happens and they have an early retirement offer or their parent, they receive an inheritance. And I've just always been programmed to help people evaluate what their options are and what options might be best for them and prepare them. And so I kind of think that my family, although like I'm fun, and an afternoon on a Saturday doing my spreadsheets was also really fun. So I always made sure that I had every T crossed and I dotted in my own planning because I really practice everything that I preach to my clients. So my husband James and I had an extremely adventurous marriage, married for almost 30 years and raised three children. One of them we had adopted through foster care. And then that's a daughter. And then my son, who joined the business 6 years ago, who was encouraged to do that by my husband. And then my daughter, Heather, who's 26. So really, when the kids were launched, you know, we did, we made sure that we were empty nesting well. And when people would ask us to go on an adventure, our answer was always yes. And, you know, we always want to make sure that our clients have the finances and resources so that when they're at that time in their life and people say, join me or I need you, they can say yes. So we said yes to a week in Costa Rica, which is an absolutely gorgeous place. It was our third time there. We were with a best friend couple that we had done life with our kids. Mm-hmm. It was Father's Day week. My husband spoke to the kids on Father's Day. We did pickleball. We did kayaking and dancing, aww, all of the adventures. The very last day, we went an hour away to an excursion, and it was a place called Buena Vista, which means beautiful, beautiful view, and absolutely the most gorgeous rainforest area. And I know you're a big horseback rider, and you and James had that in common. Aww. Well, it was really something I was a little fearful of, but I got on the horse with him, horseback riding for just a little bit. And then after that, the next thing was the zip line. So put on the helmet and the harness, and
you had to track a mile there. Yeah, right? You had to walk a mile.
We did have to walk. We did, and I realized. I said, James, I don't think we've had a glass. They didn't give us a bottle of water. I made sure we had a little bit of water because we were. It was hot. We were just going and going, and they said just walk up the mountain. Well, it was about a mile, and when we got to the top, we were about five people from getting onto the zip line, and James grabbed a limb and collapsed right in front of me. And my friend Erica is a nurse, and she and her husband Eric and a few other people tried to perform CPR. Other ladies there that were Catholic were praying the rosary with me, Mary. And then Erica came to me and said, he's had no pulse. He's not going to make it. And so here I was faced with that and had to go down the mountain, call my kids, call my two brother-in-laws, my mother and father-in-law who grew up as missionaries in Venezuela.
Oh my gosh.
And fly back the next day on International Widows Day, June 23rd.
Oh my gosh.
On my own.
What a devastating experience. Yes. And I've watched you over the last several years. It was a shock to all of us, knowing that you guys had done marriage counseling for other people and retreats, and you guys were leaders in your church, and you've been one of the most recognized financial planners in Orlando, and you're just a well-known, well-rounded person and always such respect, and it was shocking for all of us, and it's so sad and tragic. But also I know that it's also impacted you personally. You've gotten involved with the Widows Club, and you also teach people about being prepared. What are some of the biggest mistakes that people make when they say, like, it won't ever happen to me? Did this experience change your perspective of, oh, you never know when it can happen or what will happen?
Oh, absolutely. I even got a call this week from a couple that we knew from church, and she's now had a stroke, and he had cancer 5 years ago. And she said, you know, can we get some life insurance now? And I was like, well, I'm not really sure we can do that, but we will try. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely important that people prepare with life insurance really early on. And I've seen the aftermath of, especially when you have young kids, and how life really changes and your lifestyle changes if you don't have. So life insurance is what you need to have. And that's one of the seven L's before you build wealth. And then once you build wealth through investments and saving through your retirement plans, then your need, and you pay off debts, your need for life insurance goes down. And then you get into need for long-term care later because you've accumulated assets. And, you know, that's what you and I are kind of looking at with our parents at the moment.
Yeah, because you're right. I mean, so many people are not prepared, and we're living in such a stressful society, and so many people are doing side gigs, and there's the big promise of the big money. A lot of the younger people are actually making a lot of money now online. There's so many different choices, but especially if you're an entrepreneur, you really need to pay attention to those. So first thing first is the life insurance, and they're not these exciting things, but people, you build your life based on a strong foundation, and you're talking to us about having a strong financial foundation, and that is the very first thing. What does somebody look for in a life insurance policy, and can they call you at your office.
Absolutely. We shop it with all the different carriers, mm-hmm. and then, you know, it's very unique as to what type of policy or how much they need, dependent mm-hmm. again on what type of income is going to be lost when they pass away, and mm-hmm. whether they're, how old are the kids?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different factors. And then, as I mentioned, as they're older, that life insurance can be converted to something that they can actually use while they're living to pay for their long-term care. So that's what my life insurance looks mm-hmm. like now. Mm-hmm. I can actually access the death benefit mm-hmm. while I'm living. And that's what a lot of my clients that are in their 50s and 60s and mm-hmm. 70s
will do.
Oh,
yeah. That's so good. Yeah. So, I know in your book, and we just have a quick minute, but sure. you talk about short-term needs, you talk about medium-term needs and long-term needs. Is that a short-term need would be the insurance? Life insurance?
That's a good question. No, it's actually the foundation. The short-term needs would be your cash reserves that you need so that you don't go into debt to buy a car. Your medium term is so that you have a down payment saved for 4 or 5 years from now. And then long term is, are you saving for retirement? So the buckets, yeah. you've probably heard about the buckets.
The bucket, 1, 2, and 3.
Exactly. Absolutely.
This is in the book. We're talking to Cindy Price, and Cindy is the author of The 7 L's of Financial Planning, Growing and Protecting Your Financial Future. And we are going to be talking here in just a minute after we come back from the breaks about how you can set up some disability. What do you do when you're overwhelmed? So we're going to have a continued conversation with Cindy Price about your financial future. So stay right with us. We'll be back in just a moment.
Let's unlock the communicator and the leader that you always wanted to be. Welcome back to the Mary Gardner Show. Now let's get back into the studio. Here's Mary.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Mary Gardner Show. This is Mary. And today we're talking about you being a leader in your life in the area of finances. Now, sometimes finances can really stump us. And so we have an expert in the house with us today, Cindy Price of Price Financial Services. And she is the author of The 7 Hills of Financial Planning. So, Cindy, we've been talking about the things to do depending upon what age of life that you are. And when you're younger, you may be looking down the road and saving for houses and things like that. And you work with people of all ages. Could you give me just an overview of, like, when you're in your 20s, what you should do, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, just in like one word, how do they start planning, or what are the priorities in those age groups?
Absolutely. So in the 20s, you really want to make sure that you're not getting into debt and making sure that you're having that emergency fund and that you are starting to save for that down payment and for a house if that's one of your medium-term goals. But also get started with the retirement planning.
Yeah,
you know, we have absolutely. So much fun. We have clients as young as 15 years old that have a Roth IRA because their parents have them on the payroll, and
that's
we can
right.
put $7,000 in a Roth for them. So we love helping our next generation start because the power of compound
interest.
You got
exactly.
it, girl.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then when they're in their 30s, it's really interesting. I was actually at the Creation Museum, and mm-hmm. then I was also at a place called Body Worlds, and they're talking about happiness. And I think during your 30s, mm-hmm. you have the most amount of stress in your life. You
probably because you're raising
exactly,
kids.
And you know, you might not feel that happy, but mm-hmm. it's because you're raising kids. So that time in life, you need to make sure that you do have the life insurance and that your company offers some disability insurance if you can't work for a while. Mm-hmm. And if a married couple can get in a practice of living on one income and saving the other, that is ideal because, you know, the life happens. They might need to take, one of the spouses might want to stay home or need to stay be with a parent or
it's really hard too because we're living in an environment where it's like, oh, look at me on social media. So we compare ourselves. So many people are doing that. They're comparing themselves to other people and think, oh, I have to have that car or I have to have that jewelry or that purse or whatever. And so we are in a spendy environment compared to, I think, other cultures.
Exactly.
So do you sit down people and give them, you know, whip them and tell them, here's what your future is if you don't do this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They get to see and they get the opportunity to follow the instructions mm-hmm. and make a good, I've loved seeing our clients who have really turned things around. Mm-hmm. And usually when their kids have gone off to college or finished college, they come in and they're in their early 50s mm-hmm. maybe. And they're playing catch up.
Yeah.
But oftentimes they can.
Yeah.
Because
you're making more money at that
yeah,
time.
Exactly. They're making more money and they don't have the payments
yeah.
for their children. And fortunately, the IRS allows you after age 50 to do some catch up mm-hmm. contributions to your IRA and your 401k because it's time to catch up if you're not on track.
I think that's so great. And then 40s and 50s, you're starting to get serious about the time factor yes. that you need to get going and what's next after that, those age groups.
It's really interesting that you mentioned that because the CFP organization has mm-hmm. been putting these commercials mm-hmm. On CNBC and other TV stations lately, and they're really funny about, you know, making sure that you have a fiduciary, somebody who's helping you.
Yeah.
So it's letsmakeaplan.org.
Oh.
And I have gotten 3 appointments last week with couples in their late 30s, early 40s.
Wow.
And I was
mm-hmm.
so impressed.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're here because we just want to make sure that we're on track. Either A, want to make sure we do as well as our parents did, or
yeah.
B, we don't want to repeat the mistakes
right.
that our parents did. And
exactly.
we know we have the asset of time on our hands, you know, so they have time on their hands. And so we can be more aggressive and we can, you know, take the debt, the money they were paying towards their student loans and now pay it towards their retirement.
Well, they're almost luckier than we were at our generation because there's so much information available and there's all these cute TikTok stars that are like, follow me. I've made millions in the past 2 years. I was a school teacher. So there's a lot of information out there and about compound interest. And if you have the interest, you could go on YouTube, you can go on TikTok, and you can get educated. But how important is it with the degree? There's so many people giving advice, but are they really legit? And how important is it to find somebody who has the right certifications? Can you run through that with me really quick about some of the different certifications they should look for?
Absolutely. So the certified financial planner mm-hmm. is the gold standard,
okay.
The CFP.
Yep, CFP.
And mm-hmm. it does require about 3 years of schooling after college and does require experience in the field. And then it's a 2-day exam and it makes you a fiduciary. And then you do have to do ethics and mm-hmm. other training, and you're responsible for reporting other CFPs who might not be acting appropriately.
So you have to be a Karen.
Yeah.
And it's legit. It's legit. Okay.
And unfortunately, there's a lot of other alphabet soup designations mm-hmm. that people can have by just doing a small, you know, online course. And if somebody just has an insurance license, mm-hmm. That they're going to just try to sell you insurance to put a square peg in a round hole. It's going to, you know, solve
right.
everything for you. So your advisor, you know, needs to be able to work with stocks.
Right.
So they need to have a Series 7 and 66. But ideally, the goal, and you can go to letsmakeaplan.org and you can see all the CFPs that are in your area.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's so great. Yeah, because there are different degrees. Like I got the Series 6, the Life and Health, and the 63. So I was able to officially sell insurance.
Right.
And then I did business development for other people. But you're right. I mean, those certifications take a lot of time. You also went to a school after. Tell me about that. It was in Colorado, but you actually did it local at UCF.
Exactly. So the CFP designation is offered only through the College for Financial Planning, which mm-hmm. is out of Denver, mm-hmm. Colorado. But mm-hmm. fortunately, they have it now on college campuses.
Okay.
And of course, it was a long time ago that I went to college, but they're doing such a better job today mm-hmm. with those courses being a part of undergrad if somebody really wants to go in that.
Amazing.
And, you know, I had to wait and do it as a grad designation. But
okay.
It's definitely
No, that's great, because you are, if you look at your bio, plus your dad was a business professor at Harvard and your mom was a psychologist, you come by it honestly. And when I read your book, I was so impressed by your background. It's just so solid. And I guess that you don't walk around that way. You really have to investigate the people's background, what they've done. And going into your office today, you've had every single solitary award that you could possibly get in this field. And it's just so inspiring to know that there are people like that in our community, for sure, that you have put in the time. And so when you're looking to do an index fund, you can go on Fidelity and do it yourself. But do you recommend that people call you to do index funds? And if they're looking online and gathering information, to still use a financial planner locally to have that relationship with somebody who can guide you throughout your whole process?
Absolutely, because everybody's plan looks different. Mm. And, you know, the what's good for Mary mm-hmm. is going to be different mm-hmm. than what's good for Pete. Mm-hmm. So we really, you need to, and what's really fun is when people do come into our office, they actually leave that first meeting with a picture and with pictures of them, of where they are today mm-hmm. and what they need to do. And then they start doing that and they see the progress when we meet again. And we automate things. And then when we go through volatility, like we have already this year, you know, the biggest risk that investors have, Mary, mm-hmm. is their own behavior.
Oh, for sure.
Yes.
Oh, for sure.
So we protect them from themselves.
I think that's great. Yes, because we could have a conversation right now about Bitcoin, about every gig that comes along. Oh, let me invest in that. Let me invest in that, which I've done that quite a bit. And then you see it kind of limping along. Like, why did I do that? I should have just put them all in stocks. So anyway, those are questions or those are concerns that we need to as we continue to age, because people are living longer. And so oftentimes we're living in the moment and thinking, oh, we're going to retire at age 55, but people are not necessarily doing that. Tell me, as people age or they're in their 40s and 50s, should they be planning for another 40 years at that point?
Sure. So my favorite L in the book mm-hmm. is longevity, mm-hmm. because the definition of retirement to me means when work is optional and your time and your money belong to you.
That is so beautiful.
Exactly. So you have a choice whether mm-hmm. to keep working or mm-hmm. not at mm-hmm. some point. We want to get you to that point as soon as possible.
Yes.
And you want to make sure that you don't outlive your money. You want your money to outlive you. And when your money outlives you, you get to do another L, which is legacy. Then you get to see the impact, you know, make an impact in the future.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. And so many parents are now, or people are, taking care of their parents. And you do have to even plan their future, because long-term care is expensive. So I want to talk about some of that, because there's so many people that will be coming across that
need.
Absolutely. For sure. So we're talking to Cindy Price of Price Financial Services, who's a certified financial planner, and she's also the author of 7 L's of Financial Planning, Growing and Protecting Your Financial Future. Not only is she smart, but she's fun. I mean, you guys, really, she's a lot of fun. I've known her for years. So Cindy, we'll be right back. We're going to take a quick break and listen to our awesome sponsors, and we're going to continue to have a financial encouraging and educational session with Cindy Price. We'll be right back.
You're not starting over, you're rising higher. Welcome back to the Mary Gardner Show. Here's Mary.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Mary Gardner Show. And we're talking to Cindy Price, who's a certified financial planner and my good friend. And I have so much admiration for you, Cindy. Thank you for being here today. And one of the things that I really admire about you is that you've always been very open about your faith. And I think that a lot of people don't really realize that the Bible has so many scriptures about stewardship and planning. And so I wanted to see how your faith really helps you guide your clients and also your own life and your own financial choices.
Thank you for asking, Mary. As I shared with Mary as I was coming to the studio that the church where I accepted Christ at age 25 is on the street.
Yeah.
So I'm really grateful. I did go through high school and college in the first couple of years of my career really thinking, oh, if it's going to be, it's up to me. And, you know, I got all the power. I got the power. You know, I was just going to walk on coals with Tony Robbins right. and, you know, all of that.
Oh, amen.
And then I was like, wait a minute. It's not up to me. Mm-hmm. There is definitely a higher power. Mm-hmm. And giving my life to that higher power was the greatest decision mm-hmm. because, mm-hmm. therefore, mm-hmm. Every decision that I make mm-hmm. Is guided by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And that really allows me to... do that throughout my life. So who I am at the office is the same person that I am at church and at home and mm-hmm. On the golf course and the pickleball course and the tennis court.
She's a true athlete.
No, but the Bible has a lot to say about money, more about money than any other topic. And my husband, although he was not a financial advisor, he was a counselor, we did facilitate the Crown Ministries, which is now Compass, and also the Dave Ramsey classes. Mm-hmm. So we've always believed in the basis of, I think my favorite scripture, though, is for to whom much is given, much is required, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel so overwhelmingly privileged. Mm-hmm. I'm like, wow. I mean, how did I get so mm-hmm. blessed to mm-hmm. be born into a family where my parents both had their PhD? And, mm-hmm. you know, I've just, and for the longest time, I also said I've never had to suffer anything mm-hmm. tragic, but I knew God would get me through anything tragic that would come my way. And of course there were obstacles always in our lives. And he talks in the Bible about, if you're not prepared, you're like an unbeliever. Mm. So it's, mm-hmm. it is really, and then it's God's money. And so well, like when it comes to a vehicle, if I get a scratch or a dent on my vehicle, which I never drive anything that has a payment on it or anything, then that's God's car, and he meant that's a character scratch or what, you know, it's like exactly anything that I own, we mm-hmm. own is mm-hmm. to use for his glory.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's inspiring. So the way you are inside your business is the way you are outside, that you're living with those guiding principles that the Lord has set before us. Tell me what stewardship really means in today's world.
To me, stewardship means how you use anything that you have. Mm. So it's whatever is yours. Mm-hmm. You know, how are you using it well?
Mm, okay.
And there's a lot, you know.
That's good. So we look at our gifts and our talents.
Yes.
And if you're using them in your business, you're very fortunate. If you have gifts and talents that you can use to volunteer somewhere, that's stewardship.
Absolutely.
That you're involved. I know that you're involved with the American Heart Association, and you're very involved with Modern Widows, because as a widow yourself, you have experienced the pain of being left alone and having to make decisions all on your own for the first time. I remember a lady I met in New York when I was working there, and she didn't even own a key to her own house after her husband passed away. Some people are truly unprepared and ill-prepared. So let's take the Modern Widows, somebody who becomes just they're left mm-hmm. Either by death or divorce, and they come to you just a broken person. Are you capable of helping them start looking at, all right, here's what we need to do, you're going to be fine, helping them? And tell me about that process.
Well, whether you go through a divorce or a loss of a loved one, the future looks different. Mm. No matter, you know, and that's what they have. Well, that's what's in common. Mm. Mm-hmm. And even if it's a loss of a job mm-hmm. or it's a sudden disability later mm-hmm. in life, or, you know, it was a car accident. And now mm-hmm. you have this financial settlement that you came to see me for. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. guess what? You can't go to work anymore. And that, I mean, there are so many different life
variables.
Transitions mm-hmm. and money is emotion. But the future mm-hmm. looks very different. And And it's very important to have a support system. So yes, I can relate to having a future that looks different. And the American Heart Association, because my husband died of a heart attack, I immediately got involved and said, I'm going to be a part of Circle of Red, and I'm going to learn about heart health for myself and my kids. And then the Modern Widows Club is just to be among a group of women that, it's like it's unspoken when we get together. Yeah. It's like, you get me.
Yeah.
You get me. You you know what I'm dealing with.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, I'm going on a vacation to Canada on the rail trip with several of them. They're in my age bracket too, like late 50s, early 60s. Mm-hmm, and so we have a good time, but we also share resources.
Okay, yeah.
Like, who do you know that's a good landscaper that, and you know, we ask folks, hey, do you give a discount for widows? And guess what? Some of them have started to do that.
Oh, that's so good. Well, our mutual friend, Carolyn Moore,
is
the founder of it, has been really aggressive about helping people get educated about widows. I always plug in there, like, don't forget the single moms.
Oh, there's so many. Yeah, you can feel, anybody can feel widowed. There's so many life transitions that, that leave you feeling lost. So it's not just the loss that I experienced, but everybody experiences some type of loss in their life. And I think that my favorite word, you know, became resilient. And and there's a book called Resilient that is just fabulous. And then resilience is how you get beyond something and thrive.
Yeah. And you pick yourself up and you keep going.
Absolutely.
And I do think it takes mentors and help and helping people see a vision, and when you can't, and when you're living in that trauma. And so that's a tough place to be. I know that one of the biggest concerns, obviously, because my sister also was a widow. Her husband had a car accident when she was pregnant years ago, and now her daughter is 40. But there's a lot of fear and anxiety around all of a sudden, instantaneously, about money. How do you go from fear and anxiety about money into peace and trust when you've had something tragic happen?
Well, it definitely doesn't happen overnight. Mary, of course, what I really encourage people when they come into the office is, I said, when you leave here today, my goal is for you to feel just a little bit better than you did when you came in, and, you know, have two or three thing takeaways. But you know what? You're going to be back in 6 months, and we're going to get two or three more new things. And so what the Modern Widows Club .org is the website, has is you go through grief, and then you can go through growth. And so, you know, the grieving is forever, but the growth sometimes can take 3 to 7 years before you really feel like you're ready for that. Hope, heal, and grow as actually the three segments. Hope, and you know, you have to have hope, but the level of hope for different widows is different, but if they were caring for their spouse or not. And then healing, and the healing it takes forever, but it gets better. And then the grow, and it's okay, where are you going to do with this?
I think that applies to so many people, even younger people, because now in a world where everybody is so open about their traumas, so many people have experienced trauma. There's been so many, from disabilities to health crises to, you know, we've had sex educational people on here about the pedophilia issue. I mean, I know people that have experienced all those things. And so those traumas can get in the way of us planning and having hope. And what I love about what you said is that grief does take time. And then you give yourself a certain amount of time. But I'm guessing then you can start building that hope a little by little by little. And I also love that you gave an extended amount of time where you then plan and you start to implement. And so it feels more structured than just, okay, by tomorrow, I got to have all of things that, you know, set up. And, you know, it can be very stressful. And so what I'm hearing from you is, coupled with using scriptures And I know, I think there's like over 300 and something scriptures in the Bible. I did take Crown Ministries years ago that Jesus spoke more about finances than I think just about any other yes. topic. And so I know that the Crown Ministry, now called Compass, mm-hmm. is a really great organization because that helps you get set up with all of the different structured financial portfolio that you need. And you still need to find a planner. So you can always call Cindy. And what's your website again?
AskTheMoneyLady.com.
AskTheMoneyLady.com. And you don't just work with women.
No.
I've met all your cute young guys in the office.
Exactly. And we've got a great team a lot of couples from, say, Lockheed or Siemens or the school system or Disney, because I did a lot of worksite seminars over the years.
Oh, my gosh. You've been out there for a very, very long
educating,
time.
Just like my parents. They were educators, and so I was programmed to educate.
You are doing a great job. Well, when there's something so powerful aligning your financial life with your spiritual life, it's about accumulation, and it is about your purpose. So this is part of your purpose. You can give back. You can be a steward. We want you all to be a good steward of your money so you can be helping our community and the community at large. You're listening to The Mary Gardner Show, based out of Orlando, Florida. We're talking to Cindy Price, a financial planner, a certified financial planner. We're going to take a quick minute to visit with some of our awesome sponsors, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Sharpen your voice, refine your brand with The Mary Gardner Show. Let's get back into the studio. Here's Mary.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to The Mary Gardner Show. I'm Mary. We're sitting here talking to Cindy Price, a certified financial planner. And talking to Cindy today has really reminded me of a story, because what she's talking about is really integrating the Lord and our faith into our entire foundation of life, which is financial, because Jesus did talk about finance. He also talked about tithing, that we're supposed to be able to give tithing, and that he will take care of us no matter what. He promises that. And I remember one time when I was after my divorce, and I was on the Stairmaster at the Y. I'm like, I do not know how I'm going to do this, because I was a stay-at-home mom. My son had some special needs at the time. And so I wasn't working, and just a little bit here and there. And so I was on the Stairmaster. I'm like, Lord, I know you promised that you will take care of me. And so at that moment on the Stairmaster, I got a phone call from this guy. He said, hey, I met you on LinkedIn. He said, I can help you make money. I'm like, really? Tell me about that. You know, he said, yeah. He said, I have a program, and you just need one program to be able to sell to people, and I'll help you send it out. And he said, it costs $500 to get started. I was like, I'll take that bet. And so I said, I'm getting $500 tomorrow. I'll start with you tomorrow. And so I paid him, and we started. And we did 3 weeks of sales. And it was basically come up with one idea that's going to sell to the marketplace. So I came up with motivational speaking for the inspired athlete. Mm. And so we sent it out, and it was 100 people on LinkedIn. This is back when nobody was using LinkedIn. And that got me fed for the next 3 years. I got 80 pages of people that responded to it. And I then for the next 3 years sat in my living room on my couch writing speeches for people. Some people paid $1,000. Some people paid $5,000. I just wrote speeches, helped them with their identity, their brand, who they were, and how to make money as a speaker. And I'm still doing that today. And it was
you took a risk.
I took a risk.
And it's important to take a risk.
So it so paid off. The other thing was that God always provided, because I always gave the 10% of the money, and it just kept coming in. It was such a miraculous thing. So do you teach tithing? Is that something that you incorporate into your teachings?
Well, growing up, it wasn't something that was ingrained in me, but I married a missionary, and he and his family were 100% growing up from age 5 on up in Venezuela with New Tribes Missions. Mm. So they 100% were dependent upon support.
Right.
So I gained a new appreciation for that, and it became a price practice to tithe and to teach our kids to do that.
Yeah.
And yes.
Because
I have, you know, with my clients, I really have to, you know, I'm not going to push that on a client.
It's a good practice, though, and I don't think there's anything wrong with you saying, now, I don't know if you're a believer, but the Bible says, da-da-da-da-da. I always throw that stuff into people. I'll tell people that are leading organizations, so are you a prayerful person? And they'll say, yeah, I go to church. Okay, well, great. You have a huge responsibility. I'm sure that you want some supernatural help and prayer, you know, so make sure you're praying for all of your company and everything. And they're like, oh, okay. I mean, nobody's ever like shut me up.
Yes. I love it.
So I think at this stage of life, people are looking for that extra help, that support. And we as believers, I don't think there's anything wrong at all just sharing, like, I'm a believer, I'm Catholic, I go to Mass and I go to church and I pray and read the Bible, and just want to make sure that you're aware that can also bring you the peace and trust that you're looking for. And let's go on and create your brand now.
Yes.
So it's just part of the conversation. But I want to ask you a couple of things, because I know you work with a lot of people and we don't have a ton of time left. But I want to ask, just what's one word or one thing people need to do when they're getting married? What do they need to do?
So they need to determine, how they're going to title their bank accounts. And if they're going to title them jointly, then, that's a choice. If they're not going to title them jointly, they do need to put a beneficiary. So your bank will allow you to put a TOD, transfer on death beneficiary.
So,
making sure things are titled properly. And if you're taking on financial responsibilities that you couldn't handle as a single person, you need to make sure that's what
needs to be talked about, basically.
Exactly.
They need to sit down with someone. All right, what about stay-at-home parents where they've got one person working, one person at home? Who controls the money?
Well, I see that split, and the who's better at managing money in my practice is really 50-50. It's more money personality driven than gender driven. Sometimes it's the man and sometimes it's the woman.
Okay.
But what I don't like is when the woman says, well, my it's okay, I don't need to know anything because husband, or even sometimes the man, if it wasn't for my wife, I wouldn't know where anything is.
Yeah.
And so you really need to, it's not fun to have that family meeting, financial date night. But a lot of times we have it in my office because I am emotionally uninvolved in their marriage. So I'm going to really side with both of them and give. And
that's when a good story will come in involved. Yeah. I had another family that was in here and we did this meeting and one of them didn't pay attention. And let me tell you what happened to him.
Exactly.
And so it just takes a story, to sink it in sometimes, I think.
It's true.
To get people to change. They needed that little aha moment. Maybe it's not just the information, maybe that story. All right. What about people caring for aging parents? What do they need to know?
Well, first of all, they need to make sure that they aren't taking on the burden themselves, because a caregiver in, let's say, their 50s, 60s can hurt their own health.
Yeah, for sure.
I've seen it. I had a gal work for me and she was just so in bad health and unavailable because she was running to Tampa to take care of her dad on a regular basis. She could not do the job. She was not taking care. She had her own health problems now because of it. So making sure that you don't try to do it yourself and that you have care. There's caregivers that are trained to do that.
Yeah.
So don't try to do it on your own. And there's great elder care law attorneys. And as financial advisors, we definitely address the idea of how are we going to pay for
it's things. A big job. And a lot of people our age are dealing with that. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with that a little bit at home and just having a companion with my mom to help her out with little things here and there. So we're going to take a quick break right now because we have this fun little segment.
Oh,
it's
great.
Called You Rock.
You rock, you rock, you rock, you
okay,
rock.
Cindy, the You Rock section is really in honor of my brother who passed away about 8 years ago, Terry Gardner. And And he always was the biggest encourager of me. He died of a heart attack also. And I know he's in heaven and I feel his presence a lot. And he had a lot of struggles over the course of his life. And so, but he was always the encourager. And so I want to be the encourager. I want to help people understand that life can be really good if, and our life can be better if we encourage. And so he'd always tell me, Mary, you rock, be happy. And so I always pick out a person or people. And today I want to pick out three people. I want to pick out Dave, my producer, and Roger, who I work with in sales, and Pete, who's the general manager here at Salem Media. And I just appreciate you guys. Dave, you're in the room right now. He's listening to us. I really appreciate everything you guys are doing to support me, and each and every one of you rock. Love you guys. All right, Cindy, your turn. Who rocks in your world?
Oh boy, so many people. I think I told you I was going to say my mom, because she's been my number one cheerleader throughout my life, and she's been through her own life transitions, and she's just still an avid lifelong learner at 87 years old. But my office team, they rock. I left to go out of town for 10 days, and the clients didn't miss a beat. So Ashley, awesome. Nelson, Matt, you rock.
I love it. You guys, you rock. I met them all. They're fabulous. All right. Okay. Well, I just want to thank everybody today. We've had such an amazing opportunity to talk to Cindy Price today. It's been a really great conversation. And what I want to leave you with today is that it's never too late. It's never too late to get your finances in order. It's never too late to ask for help. It's never too late to be the person that you were meant to be. And maybe you put it off because maybe life got busy and maybe you didn't know how to trust. But today can be your starting point. And if you're looking for someone who leads with wisdom, integrity, and heart, I highly recommend Cindy Price of Price Financial Services. If you're in a great place financially, and then wonderful, send her to someone who needs her, because this is more about money. This is about peace of mind. And Cindy, what is one final thought that you would love to leave our listeners with today?
Well, I really think that the slogan is plan as if you're going to live forever. Because of that longevity, I have clients that have lived past 100 and still had money left. But also live as if tomorrow may be your last day. Go zip lining in Costa Rica.
What a way to go out.
Exactly.
What a way to go, James.
Yes,
way to go.
He definitely did more in 55 years than people that do in a lifetime.
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. What a blessing to look at somebody like that and admire their life so much. Well, everybody, thank you so much. Cindy, thank you for being with us today. And I appreciate all of you. Who are listening. And if you are listening today, remember this, that you can change your life at any moment. You can rebuild, you can grow, you can step into something greater. It doesn't matter how old you are. It matters that you start. So God bless each and every one of you. And if you are interested in being in touch with me, you can send me an email at mary@marygardner.com. Visit my website at marygardner.com. And of course, check out thestorycraftsummit.com. And we look forward to seeing you on Saturdays at 1 o'clock East Coast time on TheAnswerOrlando.com. God bless everyone. Have a wonderful week. We'll see you next week.